You're listening to Source Daily. Join us Monday through Friday to stay up to date with what's happening in North Central Ohio. We'll be sharing a closer look at one of our top stories, along with other news, local history, memorials, answers to your questions, and more. Today, Mark Keim, a chef from Mansfield, is making waves in the Favorite Chef competition. Before we begin, a quick message. The Richland School of Academic Arts is committed to providing the best academic core curriculum, blended with meaningful integration of the visual and performing arts to build educated, confident students to be future community leaders. The Richland School of Academic Arts is now enrolling for the 2024 to 2025 school year. Click the link in our show notes or head to therichlandschoolofacademicarts.us to learn more. Now our feature story. Mark Keim's passion for cooking lies in his creativity. He loves to experiment, winging it, and seeing what he can come up with. He said it's really fun to make something delicious and make it look good, too. Currently, Keim is in the running for a $25,000 prize, a feature in Taste of Home magazine, and a cooking experience with celebrity chef Carla Hall. Originally from Shelby, he now lives in Mansfield with his family and has worked as a traveling chef around the Midwest, including hospitals, schools, and restaurants. He is currently based in Norwalk, working for CCL Hospitality Group. Keim entered the competition at the suggestion of a former student from a private high school where he previously taught. He expressed his gratitude, saying, quote, "I don't know who has voted for me, but it seems like a lot of former students are, which I really appreciate. I'm honored they even remember me." Eileen Stewart, manager of the Shelby Farmers Market, is also competing and has reached the top five in her voting group. The competition, organized by fundraising platform Colossal, supports the James Beard Foundation, which aims to create an equitable and sustainable future in the restaurant industry. The competition involves 9 voting rounds. Both Keim and Stewart have made it through the first 4 rounds. Keim is now in the top 5 of his group, with the current round ending tonight. Winners of each group will advance to the quarterfinals, with runner-ups having a chance in a wildcard round. Semifinals and finals are set for July. To support Mark Keim or Eileen Stewart, voters can submit 1 free vote every 24 hours at favechef.com. That's favchef.com. Next, some Ohio history. Did you know that former Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot was born in Ohio? She served as the 56th mayor of Chicago from 2019 to 2023 and was the city's first openly lesbian black woman mayor. Before her mayoral term, she worked as an attorney and held several government roles, including president of the Chicago Police Board and chair of the Police Accountability Task Force. Lightfoot won the 2019 mayoral election but lost her re-election bid in 2023. Her administration faced criticism for rising crime rates, education declines, and police misconduct, but was praised by some for its efforts to create affordable housing. Now an event coming up that you should know about. June 28th is the final Friday of the month. That means it's party time in downtown Mansfield. Starting at 5:30, there will be music, food trucks, drinks, and festivities in the Brickyard. Javon Cole will go on first, followed by the Getaway Band at 6:30, with headliner Zack Attack going on at 8:30 p.m. Finally, we'd like to take a moment to remember and celebrate the life of Henry Benjamin Sr. Henry was born in Philadelphia in 1930. After growing up, he moved to Mansfield, where he spent much of his life. He retired from General Motors after a dedicated 30-year career. He had a love for the outdoors, often found camping in his RV. He was passionate about cooking barbecue and cherished every moment spent with his family. In his spare time, he enjoyed bowling, bingo, and fishing. Henry leaves behind a legacy through his children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and many cherished family members and friends. He was preceded in death by his mother, his wife Laura, 3 of his children, and 2 grandsons. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember his life. You can submit an obituary for free on Richland Source. To learn more, click the link in our show notes or visit richlandsource.com/obituaries/submit. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow. Also, make sure to head over to richlandsource.com and click the Be a Member button to help support independent local journalism that informs and inspires. Every contribution goes to helping us make Richland County a better place and to help keep our journalism free. Also, if you like this podcast and want to hear more, make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.